That's all. I'm a married woman, Ray. Don't get me into trouble right now. We leave it at that. I never had to pursue a boy, ever. Kaimat se kaimat tak. I mean, I think I watched the movie like 150 times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or more. That tape had been like died. It died a few deaths.
Koimoi.com.
So this is all about your firsts, okay? So I'm going to ask you everything about your firsts. So you have to answer everything about it. So your first ever email ID.
Nice. Oh, my first ever email ID. I still have the same email ID. So. Okay, thanks. My first ever email ID is the same email ID even now.
Oh, so you can't give it. Okay, because generally, you know, when we are kids, we have such stupid email IDs, so...
Yeah, I came from the time where there was no internet, so, you know... you girls are much younger, where you were just like, let's do whatever... Let's come up with crazy names, because you had it very early on in your life. You know what yes. I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Your first paycheck.
Wow, it was at a perfume store. I used to work in a kiosk, and I was most excited. I couldn't believe that I got a check in dollars. So it was at a perfume store.
So
when I was in college.
Can I ask how much was it?
I really don't know, but I think it was around $200 or something, because they used to give you every other week, and I was paid like what? I want to say $4.75 per hour when I started, and then I got commission on every perfume that I spent. I sold.
That's nice. That's actually nice. Your first ever mobile phone.
I was a big Nokia fan. I stuck to Nokia for the longest time until BlackBerry came and ruined my life.
Yeah, I think all of us, we all have been through that phase that, you know, we used to love Nokia and then BlackBerry happened. And yeah. So, your first kiss.
You're getting me into trouble right now. My first kiss was my husband.
Okay.
That's all. I'm a married woman, Ray. Don't get me into trouble right now. Leave it at that.
First embarrassing situation with a guy.
Oh God, there are always embarrassing situations, like all the time. I'm just really awkward with guys. I feel like a guy, so you know, all my friends, I'm like a guy's girl, but although I look all girly. So I just say shit that comes out of my mouth, and then they're like, did that come out of your mouth? So I'm always like, oh, was that inappropriate? Sorry. Like, you know. I think more boys have been embarrassed just saying stupid things to me than me. I never had to pursue a boy, ever.
Wow.
I really don't know.
I'm going to ask you this. You're going to say I'm a married woman. You're going to get me in trouble. But I'm still trying my chance. So first heartbreak.
Amir Khan, yo. Like, I was crying in a jewelry store. I don't even remember which grade I was in. I think fourth or fifth grade. Like word to word, I put it together and read. And my mom was buying jewelry, and I was really hard. Like I felt a pain in my heart. That's when I knew he was my true love.
So like, when
I could, kaimat se kaimat tak. I mean, I think I watched the movie like 150 times.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or more. That tape had been like died. It died a few deaths.
So have you ever tried contacting Amir or
no.
maybe, you know, coming to Mumbai and meeting him or something?
No. I think that's when I'll really make a fool of myself. there were times we were in the same place at the same time, and I so brilliantly avoided him. I don't know, like I would have maybe done the chicken dance or something if I saw him. So I didn't know, I didn't want to put myself into any of that kind of a situation. Yeah. He was shooting in Ooty. This was again when I was a little kid. He was shooting in Ooty with Yash Chopra ji, and my dad was also shooting at the same time, and we were all in the same hotel. I would just walk past his room and feel like my heartbeat go extra.
Your first expensive buy?
When I was in college, I had no money to eat. And you know, when you in America, they sell everything from the mattress to bed sheet to bed cover to pillows to, you know, they have yard sales, garage sales. Yes, so when you're a college student, that's all you would get all most of your stuff from, you know, like, I could use this and stuff. But that was one thing I could not do. Go use somebody else's bed. I went and paid $500 at this mattress place. I didn't have a cot to put it on, but I didn't care. I was like, I need a clean bed. I did that in college. That was my, all my friends thought I was losing my mind. They're like, who's going to spend $500 on a bed? I did. That was a big, like, what am I doing? But then I was very clear. That's what I wanted to do.
So your first, now don't say Ahmed, please. Your first crush.
Arvind Swamy.
Again, when did that happen?
Roja. All these crushes were only with... Actually, if I have to go back to my real crush, I was in fifth grade. I don't remember his last name, but I remember his first name. His name was Rick. W-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
And I found out through common friends, he's a photographer now, he's married. But he was the sweetest boy in my class. This was in fifth grade. And kids are pretty mean, and they were very mean to me. Like, they would bully me a lot. So he was the nicest boy. So this was in Rishi Valley when I was in hostel. So during Rakhi time, they would give us these woolen threads, and you could make your own Rakhis. You know, they would teach us how to make your own Rakhis. Yes. So he got the prettiest Rakhi that I could make.
Aww.
I didn't know what a Rakhi was then. But that was my first, because I really felt like, oh, look at this boy. That was my first crush.
First time on a movie set.
You're asking the wrong person. I don't remember. I grew up on a movie set. My dad was at shoot when I was born, so you know, movie set came naturally to us, so I don't really remember a time.